I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You serious?
Hello, welcome to How to Kill an Hour. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. You are about to kill some time with us. Today I am joined by a big friend of the show, co-presenter Dev. What's going on, bro?
Hello. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing's going on. Such a loaded question nowadays, isn't it? What is going on?
Yeah, what the fuck? I want to say a sentence, Dev, and I'm just going to say it objectively so that when we listen back to this episode, we can just realize how batshit crazy the world is right now, right? There is, whether you believe the conspiracy theories or not, a virus that we do not have a cure for spreading across the world.
Yep.
The president of the United States contracted the virus.
The free world.
The free world. The president of the United States contracted this virus. And you're meant to stay indoors when you have the virus because we don't know how you catch it. We are not 100% sure how it is transmitted. Instead, he walked around and met people and went on tour.
Yeah.
A little bit of a tour.
It's pretty nuts, man. I don't know if you saw the clip that circulating this morning is apparently of Trump struggling to breathe.
But I did see that.
Here's what you got to be careful of is, I mean, we live in an age now of spin, editing, a lot of things being taken out of context. For all we know, he might have just climbed a flight of stairs and been told to stand at the top and take some pictures. We didn't see what happened before. But
yeah,
that
man.
Clip used out of context after he's been diagnosed with coronavirus, it makes it look a lot worse than it is. He's also,
exactly.
let's not ignore the obvious fact that he's a very out of shape person. So walking to the top of some stairs, even like a flight of stairs, is probably going to make him be a bit out of breath.
And
I'm
also not very young,
by the way. I'm just trying. I don't know if this is coming across. And another thing, you guys are way too harsh on him, okay? He's got some good ideas.
I mean, yeah, grabbing somebody by the pussy is out of order.
We grab somebody by the pussy. Come on.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Dev, this is part of the celebration of our podcast. British Podcast Award win, bruv. We took
Huge.
Home some metal, a trophy of sorts. It was done online because of the coronavirus. But yeah, this is the continuation of our 100th episode, which I said when we got to our 100 episodes a few years back, we'll park up the 100th episode and do something special with it. So we did episode 99, then episode 101. And now, a few years down the line, now we've got some silverware in the cabinet. I said, hey, right, let's highlight our biggest presenters on the show over the last few years and go through some of the more exciting times. And I'll be honest, Dev, there was a lot of clips that we found from the episodes that you've been in with us over the last few years, bro.
I've forgotten about most of the things that I would have brought up on the show just because it's unlike whenever I do any other kind of, what do you want to call it, recording or broadcast, is I'm not overthinking what I'm saying. I'm just talking like I would do amongst friends. Just to go back to the award ceremony being online because of the pandemic, I actually think that was probably a good idea. Can you imagine if all of us were sat at a table at an award show and then found out that we won? It would have been an absolute horror show. Maybe even worse, what if we'd have lost? Not even got a mention.
Our combined, if you look at the statistics, when you look at our behavior when we're out and about, because I've been out with all of you separately. If I was to be a gambling man, right? If all of us were in the room and consuming table wine, because that is the drink of choice when you're at award ceremonies, I got good money on thinking that yeah, one of us would do something absolutely ridiculous. It could either be a small faux pas that turns into something big, like one of us could trip over a little bit, then fall into a table and the table goes over and everyone hears it. Or it could be vomiting on the dance floor. Yeah, I think that's where it would start.
I'd be really worried that, say, we'd go to something like that with high hopes that we might, maybe this could be our night, lads. Like, we could walk away with an award, and then we don't. I might internalize that, and it will all of a sudden become a representation of all the failures in my life, and I'll end up flipping tables in front of some very influential people in the podcast industry. So I think win-win. That situation, man.
It was good. And plus, I could just not worry about having to get home in a ropey Uber right now. Yeah. Because, bruv, I could drink all I wanted at home. It was a great thing, man. Before we get into your clips, I mean, how have you been killing time recently, Dev? I'm going to ask you like I don't know, bruv. Like we ain't got a little script here somewhere talking about what we've been up to.
I'm glad you asked, Marcus.
Thank you.
We had a chat a couple of weeks ago. Streaming is something that I really wanted to get into on Twitch and other platforms, and not streaming computer games, which I had thought of originally, but I can't play computer games and talk at the same time. I can't be entertaining and also play computer games. And I think the two people who thrive through that medium is either you're really, really good at a game and people like to watch you because you're high level. That's not me. Or they watch you because you're very engaging, very entertaining. Mimi, for example, he is like good at computer games, but also really, really entertaining to watch, can go off on monologues, and I don't have the ability to do that. So I wanted to stream something that I do feel confident and quite strong in, and that is music. So for the last couple of weeks, I've just been testing out the odd setup. One of the things I realized really quickly was that my laptop's not powerful enough to run Ableton, which is my door of choice, and also Twitch Studio, and have it all run smoothly. It was all a bit so the good folks over at Alienware hooked your boy up with one of the sickest laptops I've ever had the pleasure of using. I mean, start off aesthetically, it looks beautiful, you know, keyboard lights up, it's like a brilliant display, but the power is where I was really impressed. So my trusty Mac, which I've only ever made music on, runs at 16 gig of RAM, which is a beast. 16 gig of RAM is a beast. This new Alienware one I got is 32 fucking gig of RAM. It's like, it can't do stuff quick enough. Like, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'll do it. Give me some more. It kind of reminds me of, is it Prometheus who was punished by the gods to hold up the universe forever, like, or Atlas, I forget which one, but my Alienware laptop is a Greek god holding up the universe on its shoulders, like, I can take it. Since I've been doing that, it's all been running smoothly. Although I did run into a little bit of a snag, and maybe this will help you if you're also getting into streaming. You can't just plug a HDMI cable into the back of your laptop and then go into your Mac to run and stream off it like that. You can't do that. What's the thing that I needed, Marcus? There's one little bit of...
I call it Elgato, but I think it's Elgato.
Elgato. An Elgato card, which basically means you can put a HDMI in there and then it will send that video out to anywhere you want to plug it into. But that is the one thing that I'm missing at the moment. But as soon as it's up and running, or rather as soon as I buy that, well, I actually have bought an Elgato, but in my haste to
get a deal, yeah,
instead of the regular shopping outlets you could go, I was searching for, well, I was trying to get a bargain because they're about 180 quid, and I did see one website that offered them for about 150 quid, and I thought, gonna snag myself a bargain here. And oh, look, it's a reputable website because it's Tesco. It says Tesco Buy. That must be like their whole online store. And it was only after until, you know, entered in all my information, click confirm, pay the money, that I realized it's not Tesco Buy at all. It's actually, I'm just showing Marcus here on the camera. It's not Tesco Buy. It's a company called Techo Buy. Techo Buy. Very, even the logo, quite similar to Tesco's, but not Tesco's. It's called Techo Buy. So now I've either purchased an Elgato card and I now have to wait 5 to 7 working days, or I've got completely ripped off by a fake online company. I don't know which, but either one, as soon as it's set up, I will be streaming several times a week. Live from my studio, we'll be making beats, we'll be doing challenges, and I'll basically just be getting better at making music and hopefully helping some people along the way. If Techo Buy don't rip your boy up.
Dev, have you got access to just like a Google search window at the moment?
Yeah.
Because I typed in, is Techo Buy into Google, right? And autocomplete gave me quite an interesting kick. I want to see what you got when you type it in. Is Techo Buy?
Okay, so I'm on Trustpilot.
But when you searched in Google, when I typed the word is Techo Buy, the first thing that came up is Techo Buy legit? And second is Techo Buy reliable? That's what came up in the autocomplete.
There's so many bad reviews. So many bad reviews. I ordered my phone a month ago, still haven't received it. Sold Techo by 4 of my Samsung Galaxies, arrived faulty. Poor delivery time, ordered a new phone. It took almost 2 weeks. Oh, there's pages and pages of this. The company's based in Hong Kong.
Oh, that's taking a long time to get to you, boy. It's going to take a while to get to you, Dev. That's mad. But you got, look, but look, for streamers, if you want to get going with streaming, Dev's got a good point here, though. You need to get your kit right and you need to get it sorted. So get your streaming card, your Elgato card, which will take any HDMI input, which is going to be good for you, Dev, because you might stream different things over the next few months or so, and puts everything that's in that HDMI input into your laptop. And then you can combine it with webcams, etc. afterwards. So I look forward to that. And just to confirm, Dev, your stream isn't going to be like what a lot of people do, which is just gaming and talking. You're going to be producing actual beats. How are you going to make that like something that you don't get lost in, so you can talk to people? Because that's a bit of a challenge, because I presume in a studio, hours can just go by, right?
Yeah, so the idea with the streams is they're going to be about 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we're going to finish a song, beginning, middle, end, because it would be incredibly boring to just sit in the studio and watch me make beats for 8 hours like I would normally do. I think it would be really boring. But how I'm going to keep the streams exciting is they're going to be concise. There's going to be a challenge set at the start. So it might be genre-based, or it might be recreating a certain style or type of tune that I'm really into. And I will talk people through what I'm doing. It's one of the most helpful things I've had when I'm in the studio with other people, is learning their process and their sort of workflow. For example, there's a producer that I've worked with a bunch of times who showed me tricks on how to use limiters and compressors properly, and how to sort of mix and master as you're going along. So by the time you get to the ending stage of your song, you're not like, oh, it sounds all right, but I could do with a decent mix. It's sort of sounding pretty much how you want it to. But I think it's also going to go both ways, as well as me wanting to teach people how to make beats, or to try and, you know, get a little bit of an audience who are interested in this side of my life. I also want people to teach me things and suggest, oh, you know, if you use this plugin, or, oh, why don't you try out this technique? So what I'm hoping is to create a community of producers and people who are interested in making music, not just, you know, me making wacky beats and making silly faces into the camera. I'm not saying there won't be any of that, but it's not just going to be that.
Yeah, it is Twitch. So I would love you to make some serious beats, but I wouldn't mind you doing like a score to a comedy sitcom, or yeah, doing
that's a really good idea. In fact, it's funny you mention that, because I, during my peak boredom during lockdown, I made a beat out of the Bill theme song.
Sick.
I was just messing around. Amazing theme song. I was like, I want to make a little funky house beat or something out of it. And I thought, oh, if I filmed this whole process, the getting excited about the sample, the finding which bits to use, making a beat out of it. I also get really excited and really hyped up, because it's something I really enjoy and I'm really passionate about. So I thought I should have just filmed this whole thing and put it out as a video. And then I thought, well, why don't I just start, every time I go to the studio, just start streaming what I'm doing in there anyway.
Defo, man, it'll look real good. And obviously you can use that Alienware computer as well to chop up some L clippage and yeah, edit that as well. Because obviously once you've done your video stuff, you're going to have to tear through those files and pull clips out of it, man. So yeah, once again, thanks to the guys at Alienware for hooking us up.
Big up Alienware. You gave me an absolute beast of a laptop, which does everything I need to and more. So thank you very much.
Yeah, man. I want to see what it looks like as well, because I didn't get to have a look at what model it was, but I think it's one of, they always look a bit like they've got cool green light. Is it got green lights on it or multicolored stuff?
Yeah, it's got multicolored lights on it. You can change the lighting scheme and stuff on it as well. The battery power, battery time is really good. And I haven't tried playing computer games on it at the moment, but just even the graphics look super crisp. But for me, the big thing was how much RAM there is. I've not struggled that much with 16 gig of RAM on my Mac. The Alienware one is an absolute beast.
That's sick, man. And also the fact that you've got a computer where you're doing your producing and then a computer where the streaming's at, it's just going to make it less messy when you're setting up.
Yeah, precisely. So when I go to do the video editing and stuff like that and start putting stuff up on YouTube, I probably would opt for the Alienware laptop over that, just because, I mean, you know, editing and rendering and stuff takes forever. I think,
Man. I look forward to seeing your Twitch journey, man, because like they kind of launched this just chatting section.
It's the biggest. Like, it's one of the biggest channels that they have on there.
It's enormous because it's just people having a chat or kind of doing things like making stuff. Another guy who's friends with Limmy, actually, a guy that came on the show a few episodes back, Bilal Zafar. He's just threw himself at it with a Pez, playing Pez from 15 years ago, I think it was. And now he's got his own kind of football team, his own merch. Rumor on the roads, he's going to be hooking up with some well-known football brands to create content moving forward. So yeah, I think Twitch is definitely something that has blown up during lockdown. I look forward to seeing what you put out there, mate. But anyway, Dev, enough of the niceties. Time for us to get stuck into some things that you have discussed on the show over the years. I mean, Dev, I'm not joking when I said there were so many frigging clips. I'll tell you what we're not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about Dev's trip to Japan, yeah? Because that was a very fun clip that we had when we spoke about Dev's trip to Japan. I'm going to put the link to that in the show description, right? Well, we're not going to talk about...
They should have that on the Japan tourist board. When you go to the Japan tourist board website, there should be a video of me talking about my trip to an S&M club in Tokyo.
Yeah, exactly. What we're not going to talk about is dating mums, which is something Dev got into. And also what we're not going to talk about is...
I
just want to point
out, I haven't actually dated someone's mum. Allegedly. I think we were just talking about the... I mean, no, that's a lie. I have dated people who are mums, but I haven't dated someone's mum, if that makes sense.
What Dev's trying to say, he hasn't dated your mum.
Yeah.
You listening right now, he's not dated your mum.
If you're listening, I probably haven't done anything with your mum. There you go.
There you go. Nice. And also fighting girlfriends or girlfriends that can beat you up, we spoke about as well. And beating your friends up as well. But what we are going to talk about, Dev, is your trip to Ibiza, where you were very hydrated and something very interesting happened. This is from episode 167 called Piss Bottle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is not a sex story, man.
Is it not a sex story?
It's not a sex story.
Oh, God.
It should have been, but it's not a sex story, man.
Okay. So, what is it about them,
bro? Do you want to just tell it?
I'm really curious.
All right. So, last year at Ibiza, right, I did it big, bro. I did it big. I was supposed to only go... Well, I don't know. Considering the amount of time I was out there, I was supposed to go for, like... 4 days or something. I ended up like staying out there for like 10. Moved hotels like a bunch of times. I didn't plan anything, so I was just moving around. Some places I stayed were nice, some places I stayed were shitholes.
Shit.
Going out every single night. It's the thing I love most about Ibiza is any given night, more or less any club that you go to, superstar lineup. Your favorite DJs are going to be playing every single night of the week, right? So I'd already had a fantastic innings. This is part of my extended trip now. Oh, no, no, this was the night before I went into my extended trip.
Yeah.
So I'd gone out to Amnesia. Amnesia on the lineup, right? It's like Tutumont, Red Light, Shadow Child. All in the same room. I can't believe it, right? Maybe gets to about 3 or 4 in the morning and I am fucking... I'm involved, mate. I am fully involved. And I'm dancing with this one girl and her friends. I was dancing with this girl, whatever. We're like chatting. I'm talking all kind of shit to this girl like that. Oh, God, so beautiful. I was guessing her. Oh, you're so beautiful. She's a lovely girl, do you know what I mean? But I was just being so over the top. Oh, you're so beautiful. So they were leaving and they said to me, oh, do you wanna come back with us? So I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. Not even thinking. And remembering it now, I don't fully recollect leaving the club and getting on what I now know as the Ibiza party bus. Okay, I thought we were going to get a cab or something. Well, we get out at this club, and next from when I sort of come to and sober up and realize what's going on, I'm on a bus, right? I'm on a ram bus flying down the motorway at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. The bus is full of people in the exact same state that I'm in. Now, I have to stand up because the bus is so packed, and this girl that I've been talking to, I'm with her and her friends, and we're just talking. All of a sudden, and people who've had nights out like this will know exactly what this feels like. Okay, all of a sudden, I'm like, I have to piss now, okay? Not in 5 minutes, not in 30 seconds. I have to piss right now. Either I'm going to piss myself, or I'm going to whip it out and piss on everybody, okay? This is not staying in me. I'm like holding in. I'm holding in like the fucking English Channel right now. This needs to come out. So I look up at the guy and I'm like, I got piss right now. So she says to me, hey, you can piss in this. So she holds up this bottle of water. Now, this is like a Ibiza bottle of water. You know them like mini little, it would still probably cost you like €12, but this is a tiny little bottle.
It's like when you get liquor in the aeroplane,
yeah,
when you're flying. It's smaller than that.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than that. But anyway, so those of you who've never pissed in a bottle before, right? Let me just explain to you some of the mechanics that are involved. You can't put your dick all the way inside the bottle because there needs to be room for air to come back out again. It's a transfer of energy, right? There's energy going in, it needs to come back out again. So you need to leave a little gap. Now, I can't fit the helmet all the way in this little bottle of water, right? But I need to make a gap. So what I need to do is hold my dick outside of the bottle, aim it the stream into the fucking mouth of this little bottle, right? I need to do that one-handed without anybody noticing me whilst I'm like 9 beers deep. So I go for it, okay? I go for it. And The first sound I hear is the sound of my piss hitting the bottom of the bottle. So I'm like, yes, I fucking got this. And you fully committed now, okay? That's it. You started pissing. You're not all of a sudden going to go, okay, I've changed my mind. No. That's it. You are now going to carry on pissing until it's all finished, all right? So the girl standing in front of me, she's sort of giving me a bit of cover. It's a packed bus. People are kind of chatting, having their own conversations. It's kind of cool. Then all of a sudden, Marcus, we hit a little bump in the road, a little swell, a little whoop.
And what happened, bro?
Now, my thumb instinctively goes to clamp over my japs eye, right? Instinctively goes to close that. Now, if you've ever in the summer like held a hose, if you've ever held a hose, and you try and put your thumb over it, all it does is intensify the stream. And in most cases, sends it off in a direction that you can't control. So that's exactly what happened. I sprayed like six people with piss. I sprayed like six people with piss.
So you turned your piss stream into a water jet.
Yeah. And it like hits people's legs. And immediately, a couple of people turn around. Because, you know, you feel the sensation of the water. You're like, what the fuck? And then two people who are sat behind me realize what I'm doing and start hitting me in the back. Oh, what the fuck are you doing? Stop pissing. I'm sorry. Like, I'm trying to apologize.
But surely that's not helping because they're hitting you while you're pissing.
It's worse, if anything. And then I look up at the girl who's still up in front of me and she looks me right in the face and she says, it's going all over my legs. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And I look down, Margot's, it's not even going in the bowl a little bit. I'm basically now just pissing on the floor. Like, I am mortified. So 5 minutes later, we pull into San Antonio. Maybe I could have waited 5 minutes.
A long 5 minutes.
San Antonio. I get off the bus. Holding my head. I don't want to look at anybody. It was getting off the bus. I could just see people going, oh man, someone pissed on the floor. Who the fuck pissed on the floor? What the fuck? I look at the bottle that I'm still holding, right? I look at the bottle, Marcus, there's like four drops in the bottle. I barely got any in there. And I get off the bus and the girls are probably more embarrassed for me, right? And I just say to them, I said, be honest with me. Don't try and make me feel good or anything, okay? Level with me. How many people do you think just saw that? And they went, honestly, like maybe five, maybe six people. I was like, oh no. All right, well, good night. See you later.
That was it.
I left them. Of course I did. I'm gonna be like, hey, so I want to come around to mine.
Yeah, so I can wash the piss off your legs. You should have said, hey, do you want to come around to mine? We wash that piss off your legs.
So I go back to my hotel, and all the next day, I'm just nursing my hangover, right? And I just spend the entire day refreshing my timeline on Twitter, like, please don't tell me someone filmed that, or just please, no footage. All right, no footage. And I'm sort of safe in the knowledge that a lot of people were out of it on that bus, probably didn't even notice what was going on. But also, right, I was trying to piss into the bottle. I was not being drunk and just pissing on the floor. I was trying my hardest to piss into this bottle one-handed whilst being stood up on a bus that's flying down the road at like 60 miles an hour.
If I think I'm going to pick one part of the story that messed up for you, one part of that plan was probably trying to piss into the bottle one-handedly.
I should have just gone into the corner and used both hands and then just weed into the bottle.
And pissed on the floor.
Oh man, that's mortified. But you know what was funny? The next day, mutual friend of ours, Simba, came out with a mate of his. That's why I extended my trip, because we ended up hanging out for a couple of days. I told them that story, and then being like Preston boys, caners or whatever, were like, nah, like, and what? Like, so
yeah, and
they were not even a little bit impressed by that story. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's because I told them about how mortified I was the next day, like hot with embarrassment that I had done something like that. Like, but what else could I do? What the alternative was to piss myself on this bus or try and piss into a bottle. I tried to go for the latter. It didn't work out very well. Might have pissed on a few people. Sorry. But what is the other alternative? Surely I would have looked more out of it if I'd have just pissed myself. Just weed myself.
Surely you could have just stopped the bus though somehow.
It couldn't have, man. It was on the motorway. What I should have done is I shouldn't have left the club. I should have stayed there and watched fucking Red Light and Shadow Child, two of my favourite.
So didn't even get
DJs.
To see your DJs then?
I saw a bit of Red Light.
Okay, cool. That's sick. Well, that's a good pissy story there.
I'm gonna have to call my manager and ask if I can let people hear this story. Fuck. It just feels good to sort of get that off my chest. And you know the worst thing is all the girls were so, think about how fuckery they could have been if I had the fucking nasty, he's pissing everywhere. But
in a situation like that, you gotta be wrong and strong. You fucked up. There's nothing else you can do. You gotta be wrong and strong. You gotta say, hey, listen. Shit happens. I'm sorry.
Do you want to know the funniest part? Well, shit, fortunately didn't happen. Do you want to know the funniest part of that story for me?
Mm-hmm.
I went for a drink with a girl the next day.
So you still went for a drink the next day, Dev?
I mean, it's testament to how much of a charming, suave, sophisticated gentleman I am, isn't it? That I can piss all over a girl's legs and she's still interested the next day. Can I also make absolutely clear that wasn't my intention, that given the situation, I only had two options: either piss myself or attempt in a very unfit state to try and piss into a bottle in front of a bus full of people. There's my two options. That's all I had, and I went for it.
I feel like you were inebriated to the point where you felt like there were less eyes on you than there were at the time.
Oh yeah,
and you were probably standing in the middle of the bus, just swaying, pissing all over the place.
I was 100% in the middle of the bus. Fortunately, a lot of other people were on the same wave that I was, so weren't really in any kind of fit state to focus on what I was doing anyway. But I remember getting off the bus and I turned to the group of girls I was with, and I said, "Be honest with me. Don't try and make me feel better. How many people do you think noticed what I was doing?" And they went, "About 8 or 9 people." Like, clocked on to what you were doing. So, all right, thanks very much. Good night. I'll see you later. Walked off.
I'll see you tomorrow for a drink.
San Antonio sunset. Yeah.
Awful. Nice one.
Mortified. But you know what? It's something about those stories that at the time, and I do remember feeling this vividly, at the time, so mortifying. It was so mortifying having to have gone through that and to have done that to somebody as well. Like, basically, pissed on this poor girl's legs. But after a little bit of time goes by, it becomes one of my best stories. It was so funny in hindsight. At the time, awful, but in hindsight, just so brilliant. It's the stories that makes us.
It's innocent, isn't it? It's innocent. It's not like you were like, yeah, and I was pissing out a window and hit somebody. Yeah. You just needed to go, brother. When you
so badly.
You got so badly.
Like, and there'll be people... Maybe there's a couple of people listening who are like, well, I would have held it. Well, you've never been in that situation before, okay, where your only option is to piss yourself or piss on the floor. What are you going to do? Choose wisely.
You're lucky. If you've never been in a situation like that, you're lucky. If you've managed to hold it, it's because you can. Yeah.
How understanding of that group of girls as well, to sort of, they tried to form a kind of like human shield around me.
Piss shield. They were a piss shield, Dev.
A human piss shield around me to protect my dignity. They did that for me. That's so nice. Forever touched.
They really took a hit for the team.
Whoever you girls are, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I know you snuck a little look, right? I know you had a little look.
They're entitled to that. If I'm shielding your piss, and I'm one of them, I'm having a look, mate.
I tried to sort of like pinch the end and then cover up the rest with my hand. I tried to do that. I tried to get the end in like thumb and forefinger or index and then try and like cover up the rest. But I was in no state to do it.
Isn't that kind of like if you get a tap that hasn't got much pressure and you kind of put your thumb over it, you get loads of pressure, it sprays really hard.
Well, Marcus, that was the problem. That was the problem. I picked the wrong technique. Now, in hindsight, what I should have done is fully pulled out my cock, held the bottle in front of it, and just did it that way. That would have been more effective. Sure, people would have seen what I was doing, but I wouldn't have got as much piss on the floor, I don't think. Or moved everybody out of the way and gone into the corner of the bus to do it. But what I was trying not to do is cause alarm or make a scene or honestly have everybody on the bus notice me. But yeah, such is life.
Yeah, that's how it is. And moving on from that, Dev, from a pissy story to a shitty story, a theme that we've covered a lot here on How to Kill an Hour. This is from episode 321, where we talk to you, Dev, about our... It's a question that we've asked many guests, and we first spoke about when Nick Wright was on the show, and we discussed it in the last episode of this 100 run. And that is whether you stand up or sit down when you go for a shit.
I mean, I've heard you lot talking about this before. Here's the thing I don't understand, okay? Why is it one or the other?
We've had hybrids.
There's so, every shit is so different. Mm-hmm. You never know what to expect. You got to adapt. You can't, it's not just a one straight rule for everything. So I'll tell you what is a game changer for me, like last year or so, and I don't give a fuck about fat bags, right? Don't come with me that. Baby wipes, bruv. Baby wipes is a game changer. I've almost got it down to a perfect science, right? So I do usually my morning movements quite like heavy, quite dense, you know what I mean? But also quite a lot of product as well. So I'm using the toilet a good 15 minutes just to make sure I get everything. I call it sometimes like my stress dump. Just all my stress just gathering in my gut. Just get to first thing in the morning, get on with the rest of my day. Right, so what I'll do, that first wipe, I'm not even looking at that, bruv. That's a fucking write-off, mate. I don't need to look at that. I know what that's going to look like. It's never going to look
good. It's going to be a mess, a hot mess.
I'm not even looking at it. Yeah. I'm like, psh, psh, psh. I'm like, no, I'm not even a little peek. No, bruv, gone. That first one is a write-off. See you later, mate. Then the next one, all right, now we've got to see what we're working with. All right, have a little peek. Cool, fold. Environment, fold, have another wipe, then baby wipe comes out now, because I now got the main, you know what I mean, got baby wipe comes out, using ones at the moment coated in fucking coconut oil.
Jeez,
that's what I'm saying.
Jeez, so
that first one goes now. I have a peek at that as well to see that what are we working with. Usually on a good day it's looking all right. But here's the thing. You're getting a bit of residue left from that baby wipe. You don't want to pull your trousers up. You still got a little bit of baby wipe residue. You don't want that. So now, tissue again. Aggressive wipe this time. Aggressive to get off some of the residue. But also see what's going on. Fold, environment. Aggressive. Have a look. Throw. Now, one more tissue.
Polish off.
For just a gentle, let's see. Because what I'm trying to do with that last one is replicate what my clothes are going to be doing against my arsehole for the rest of the day. Okay, so if I go a little, whoof, just kind of gentle kind of, whoof, and have a look.
Clean. Safe, clean.
Then I'm done. But here's the thing. If by that first baby white one, if it's still looking a bit, I might be here for a while. I did a few courtesy flushes. I will stand up. I will stand up at that point, right? Because again, what I'm trying to do is replicate my day. How am I going to be moving, Like, I don't know if you notice about me, I'm extremely flexible, Like, very supple joints, right? I like to move around a little bit, Like, sometimes I'll just be wearing out a bus stop and I just, like...
Touch your toes.
I just move myself around a little bit, trying to see what... Get myself into a right angle and see what I... But again, there's been some dumps that I've done that require you to stand up to make sure you're getting everything. Because one thing I will not accept as a grown man is a shitty ass. I won't do it. I won't do it.
It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
If I'm at your house and I need to use all of your toilet tissue just to make sure that I'm not even a little bit shitty. Sorry, bruv, you're going to have to go without.
Because there's nothing like, and I've learned through experience at a young age, having a shitty ass on a hot day.
Horrible.
Why?
Horrible. Why would you... All the horror. The horror of a skid mark. It's just so unacceptable to me. It's so unacceptable. Even just a little bit. It's like, oh my God, I've let everybody down.
Let yourself down. Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror and be like, you fucking animal. What is that?
Skid mark fucker.
You can't even look. Are you supposed to do anything? You can't look after yourself. You can't even wipe your ass properly, bruv. So all I'm saying is if you lot are committing to, I only stand up, well, I only sit down. I feel like you're selling yourself short, you know? Adapt and grow. Don't confine yourself to just one thing, is all I'm saying.
So with that being said, the majority of the time, where are you at?
Here's the other thing. I don't know if anyone's brought this up yet. We're not even shooting properly.
We've had the conversation about having properly. I think Jordan Crisp and CJ Beats were talking about having the
We're not
stall.
Even shitting properly. Yeah.
So we need to be
how
squatting.
How dare us talk about whether we stand up or sit down? Because we're not even shitting properly. We're supposed to be squatting. Like they do. I remember having some very bad noodles in an Indonesian airport and having to try and use the like squat hole in the floor thing that they have. And I paced around that for about 20 minutes, bro, going, there's just no way. My Western arsehole is not going to be able to like get shit. I'm going to shit all over my shoes. I mean, I might not be able to get back up again. I'm worried something might fall out.
Fall down the hole?
How am I supposed to do that? I had to go to the desk and level. I said, listen, I'm from London, okay? We don't have toilets like that. I'm not going to be able to use that. You know where he let me use the toilet? In the first class fucking lounge at the airport.
Jeez.
The only one that they had in the whole airport. It's like, thanks, man.
Was it a good toilet?
You done me a solid. It was amazing. But I did think about it afterwards. I thought about it so much, like, why can't I just do the little squat shit? Do you know what it is? I don't think it's something that, you know, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think that's what it's down to. I think you can't be 34 years old trying to squat and shit for the first time. You know, have you done it before and you know what to expect, or you're forever going to shit how you shit?
I want to get you the stool and see how that is, because you're not squatting, you're still sitting, but you just have your feet raised a little bit.
So like what, just like kind of,
yeah, it's just a little stool,
lift your legs up a little bit.
Yeah, a little step. Yeah,
I'm just trying to picture what I'll be like to use, like right now.
Dev's right now, he's got his feet up, his hands up by his knees, knees up by his face, shall I say.
That might be quite enjoyable.
Yeah, try
it
out.
I will take one of them off you.
Happy birthday. Yeah, be a little birthday present.
Don't buy it for me for my birthday.
Christmas? Sorry. Valentine's?
She nearly tipped over your whole desk. Sorry.
But it's funny, inside that whole conversation, you touched on something. This has been going down on Mum's Net and Huffington Post. Yet that is where we find time to research stuff. So there's a whole thing people talk about, scrunching, folding, and other methods like that. Because apparently folding means the paper's thinner and your fingers are more likely to tear through and give you poopy fingers.
Listen.
Scrunching gives you a bit of roughness to clean it properly.
Nah, mate. If you're scrunching up the tissue to wipe your ass, you need to get your fucking life together, mate. What is that? That's not effective. What are you cleaning up? Like some fucking spilt yazoo? What are you doing? Like that needs to be neat and folded. Like it's efficient. How do you fold the scrunch? You can get shit all over your hands. What are you talking about? You can't fold flat always.
So you can't fold a scrunch. That's dangerous. No, but you can
that's
fold.
That's such a waste. You'd have to scrunch it after one wipe. Yeah, it's gone.
With the wet wipe, do you fold it or do you don't scrunch? It's a folded wet wipe.
Okay. Here's the weird thing about using the baby wipe. Yeah, you do have to fold it. But you're probably getting a little bit of shit through the wet wipe, right? It's not, it's porous, isn't it?
It's feasible.
It's porous.
And the coconut, in your case, the coconut juice could transfer through the wet wipe, and the juice may have touched your body and then touched your hand. We're going to wash our hands anyway, right?
You're 100% going to wash your hands. But what I'm saying is, like, a baby wipe's porous, so you're probably getting a little bit of doo-doo on your finger, like, every time you bend it a little bit. Yeah.
If you're putting your hand down there, odds are there'll be fecal matter on your hands.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's why you wash your hands, man.
Okay.
And I've seen, like, two people this year come out of the toilet after having a shit.
They need to die.
Fix their hair and just walk out.
Fuckers.
I'm like, you know what? You're the reason, like, we still got, like, fucking plague in certain places, man. You're the reason, like, kids are still being born with rickets, bro. Like, wash your fucking hands.
Disgusting.
You're going to shake my hands, give me, like, ringworm or something.
That's disgusting.
You're going to go sneeze over a salad or something. Like, come on.
You're going to scratch your eye with your shitty finger and get pink eye. You dirty fucker.
Flip it out, man. Disgusting. I hate we have to share the planet with those people.
So you're a folder. I think I'm a folder as well. I'm not a fan of using wet wipes, though, because of the Fatberg stuff.
Fuck them Fatbergs. You know, this is the sad thing, isn't it, about, I think, the difference between our generation and, say, kids. When we were told in 150 years' time, like, all of East Anglia is going to be underwater or whatever, global warming, da-da-da-da-da, we're like,
I'm going to be long gone by then.
I mean, we will be here. We're going to live forever. By the time we're 80, we're going to be in a fucking server or something.
Yeah, man.
Like that.
Downloaded.
They would have done Chappie, but yeah, in real life, like, we'll be Chappie.
Yeah.
But for, you know, our kids' kids, like, that's kind of a reality for them. They're like, well, like, in 80, 100 years' time, like, my kids' kids or whatever, they're going to have to... So personally, I know this is awful. I'm not really thinking that much about the fatberg. Right? I'm like, that's a necessary... And I don't think I overindulge with the wet wipes either, but it's probably a really awful thing, but I value the cleanliness of my own asshole more than I'm concerned about fatbergs.
Could you compromise with wet tissue paper? Using a bit more.
Nah, dude.
If you had a little jar of coconut oil, maybe spray
the water. You see what happens to tissue when you wet it? It breaks up.
So you'd have to use a bit more.
I just get broken up tissue, Marcel. You never seen that before? You never seen a girl, you're like... Okay. Do they know, by the way?
Nah, they don't
the
know.
Girls know that. How you see you? Their arsehole so much. Like, if you're in a relationship with a girl, right... You see her arsehole so much, don't you? You see it so much.
From angles that they never, and without using a mirror and squatting over it, from angles that we would never see.
Like, I've seen my arsehole maybe like twice in my whole life. I've had a look at my arsehole and go, meh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. All right.
Well, I think that's an example of how things definitely can go a little bit left, Dev. You got me thinking about arseholes in a totally different way, bruv.
I have looked at my arsehole one more time since we made that recording.
What technique did you use?
It's a lockdown. In the mirror. In the mirror, right. I sort of go like, you like part the cheeks a little bit and then you kind of look at it through your own legs.
So there's a mirror on the wall.
I got like a slidey mirror. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like,
I think everyone should vertical. Look at their asshole at least once.
Hey, listen, you got to make sure shit's going on all right back there. You know? That's not a part of your body you want to neglect. That's an important part.
What if there's something going on there back there, like a dreadlock or something? Or like, you just got to... You got to learn,
I think I've seen a bit of it while I'm giving myself some self maintenance, some male grooming, because I'm a cock a leg up on the sink kind of guy to make sure that I'm trimming up
the right places. Yeah.
So I don't think I've got a full, like, it's not looked me in the eye, if you know what I mean.
I got you.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, anyway, moving swiftly.
It's all part of self care. You know, you got to look after your mental health. Try and get you in 10,000 steps and look at your arsehole. Have a look at your arsehole. Just see what it looks like.
You know what? It's weird that some of the things that we do all the time, like going for a shit, yeah, mental health, death, we don't talk about these things enough. And I know it sounds like I'm trivializing the bumhole by putting that in that list of things, but we need to discuss these things more, you know.
I think we're onto something here. I think black men's arseholes are one of the most taboo subjects ever, I think.
I've never heard those words ever in my life in that formation.
I don't think anyone's ever said it before. That's a world first. I'm just thinking about in my circle of friends, around my black friends, I wouldn't talk about my or their arsehole ever. If my arsehole was giving me problems, you know, say this, you needed to look at your arsehole, right? You're out in a field somewhere. You need to look at your arsehole. You need to see what's going on back there. Okay, and you can pick any one of your friends to just come and have a glance. Okay, be honest. What color is that friend? Oh, sorry. What color is what not color is that friend?
Do you know what, Dev? I'm being honest with you, like, mate. I think I'm picking no friend. I think I'm going to do the wrong thing and not address my medical issue.
You can't do a would you rather and then go, well, I'm not going to pick either one. You'd pick a white friend. That's why. You'd pick a white friend because they would do it. They go, sure, man, no problem. Let's have a look. Let's see what you're working with. Come on. If I ask any of my black friends, but seriously, this is life or death, okay? I need you to look at my arsehole and tell me what's going on. They'll be like, I'm sorry, you're going to die, right? Because I'm not doing that. I don't know why.
Fuck. I tell you what, this is just whole new ground. But anyway, this is an episode where we're reviewing stuff, Dev. I think we should save that conversation for a full episode.
Save Black Man's Arseholes for another episode. Got ya. Okay.
I tell you, it's a grabby title, though, isn't it? It's a grabby title, though. We'll put that. That's very clickable. In that same episode, 321, we also discussed an issue with protection.
One more thing as well, and I'd like you to help our very own Billy with this, because this is something that I think I want you to make him aware of, Dev. It's a little article that we've come across.
Wait, he doesn't use condoms? Billy, what are you playing at, man?
I think I'm just showing Dev the article, which is on howtoclean.com, and I think it's just for a public service announcement. Apparently, this is something that needs to be known by many people.
The article is called "Don't Use Condoms Twice." So apparently, some crazy people out there are doing something we never thought we'd see. They're reusing and washing condoms. Just look at this tweet from CDC STD. Who's that? CDC.
I got a tick.
We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse hashtag condoms. Use a fresh one for each hashtag sex act.
Were you aware that so many people were rinsing out condoms and using them?
That's what they used to do.
Turning them inside out. Really?
That's what they used to do. Yeah, in like the 40s, you would get like given like your granddad's Johnny or whatever and be like, "Here you go, son." Like, and you'd use it, and then, you know, you'd finish. Like,
fuck off.
Stick that on the sink with like, the wash. Look it up.
Off.
You'd like stick it on the sink with the washing or whatever. Like, rinse that out. Pop it in your top pocket.
What were they made out of? Like Michelin tires, then, to get the wear out of them.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't mean like latex technology back then. Yeah, what would it have been like putting on like a fucking balaclava made of like fucking rubber.
This has got to be someone playing a joke on me at Google. I just googled 1940s condom. The first one that came up is called Nutex.
And they come in a tin, bro. That's
Nutex in a tin. Nutex condoms.
Yo, if you're
gonna nut, take it to the next level with Nutex.
If you fucking pull a Johnny out in front of a girl, that's coming out of a tin, bro. If she still lets you like sleep with her after that, that's gangster right there. You're pulling out of a tin. Giving a little tap first.
Oh man, they were radium condoms.
What is radium? That don't sound like something you should put on your dick, does it? Like, if you're like put this on, it's gonna like make you perform amazing. Cool. What's it made out of? Radium. I'm like, nah.
You're either gonna become a superhero with a super dick, you're gonna die.
I don't wanna risk radium.
It readily reacts with nitrogen on exposure to air, forming a black surface layer of radium nitride.
Yeah, that's too many chemicals already right there.
It's a chemical element with a symbol Ra, Ra, an atomic number 88. No, it's got an atomic number. Wow. How dangerous is radium? There's no evidence that exposure to naturally present levels of radium has harmful effects on human health.
You know,
they're usually caused by gamma radiation.
Does it not explain why people are reusing condoms? Is it an economy thing? It's fucking Brexit, isn't it? I bet Brexit's the reason why people are trying to save money on Johnny's by reusing them. Could you go and buy a new one, man?
People weren't aware. A very small percentage of people that is growing, like we're talking like 5-6%, but it's quite important. So people aren't aware that oils...
Who are homeschooled pagans or something? Who's reusing the...
Young people aren't aware, apparently.
Idiots.
So Billy, I just want to put this to our producer Billy, just to make sure that he's using condoms once. And
just once, Billy. Once, man. Once, that's it. Only. Just use once and then throw it in the tire, not in the end, and throw it in the bin.
Yeah. But a bit of advice, though. If you're having it for a posh wank, though, I'm just saying, bruv, a wash and reuse ain't going to be a problem then, is it?
Why is it still a little bit embarrassing to buy Johnny's from the shop?
Because you're saying I'm about to have fucking.
Like, especially when you're like running there at like 2 a.m. on a Thursday morning. You're like, boss man, never mind. No, further light. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's looking at you going, "Are you going to fuck?" And you're saying, "Yeah, I'm going
to
fuck."
Do you ever try and like buy other stuff to go with it? Like, to like lessen the impact.
Like random petrol station stuff, like a rabbit hutch, yeah, and then some condoms.
Anything you buy with it is going to look weird. Like you be in there trying to buy like a flashlight, pack of Super Malt and like some Quavers, and then also give me a pack of condoms as well. Like, why?
Anything you buy, people are going to associate that with the sex. So if you buy Quavers, he's going to think you're somehow using the Quavers during Quavers sex
off someone's back. Yeah. What's wrong with this guy? You know, we need to start owning it. No, because you know what is more embarrassing than going to buy condoms?
What?
Chlamydia, bruv.
Hell yes.
Illegitimate children.
Hell
bruv.
Yes. Hell yes.
Fucking gonorrhea.
And the rest.
Is drippy willy, mate. That is embarrassing.
Fuck that. And
genital warts is embarrassing. You know, I got a funny STI clinic story, right? Oh no, I'll do two quick ones. One, as I was coming out of STI clinic, this is like the one that used to be in Archway, so I was probably about 19, 20 years old. And as I was coming out, this girl tried to chat me up while I was outside. She's like, oh yeah, where you going? Da, da, da. I'm going home. I'm going home to go cross my fingers until I get my results. And she's like, oh cool, can I get your number? I'm like, nah, you're not really trying to chop me outside of fucking Estee.
Unless was it apparently?
Unless you show me a clean bill. I'm like, and let's just show me your results. Yeah. Where we're like, here, yeah, I'm all clean. Like, what are you doing? Anyway, another time I went, this woman comes to get me. I'm sat in this room, and she like pulls this fucking. I sit on the little like table bed thingy, pull my trousers down to my knees, and she's like sifting through my pubes, you know, and like, trying to look for any bumps, any lumps, whatever, any abrasions. And she just kind of looks up at me and she goes, oh, I've actually got two student nurses with me today. Do you mind if they come in and observe the procedure? So I was like, okay, like, just trying to be helpful, just trying to help out. And then like these two like 19-year-old interns come in and pull up a chair and they sit around me, and the light is not dissimilar to this microphone. It's like like shining this light down on my fucking dick and balls and sifting through it, lifting up the sack, whatever. See, that's all normal there. And da, 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 da. I just had like this. It was not sexual at
all. How did your dick react to this then, knowing it was under that scrutiny?
You know what,
people react differently to that kind of pressure.
You know, I was very proud of my little guy.
Well,
right?
Well done.
Didn't get scared. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Realised what was going on. Oh, bit of an audience. Okay, all right. But it was not sexual at all. Funny enough, we like bring this up because I tell you where I was a little bit worried during the SAS Who Dares Wins thing.
Yeah,
it was so cold. So cold sometimes, and sometimes, you know, you might jump in some cold water and you get out and it's still cold, right? After like a couple of days, I remember there's one time I stripped off, but I looked down at my dick and I was like, I'm sorry, is this my dick from when I was 4 years old? Where is it?
Bruv, your dick's probably looking to go back in time, not just inside you. Your dick's probably disappeared, bruv.
You ever had that
your
one,
body's probably consumed your dick.
You ever had that one where it's like shriveled and twisted around? You're like, what? I don't see the back of it. Like, what? Hey, this is on telly, man. What are you doing?
Your balls and your dick were inside you for the last half of that, weren't they?
Oh, mate, it looked like it'd been fucking choked out. Like someone, like he'd forgotten to tap out. Someone,
your dick got mummified. Your dick looked mummified.
Come on, man.
Shit. All right, yeah, we got into mummified dicks there, but bruv, that was, I can't believe that. That's a bit mental, man. Reusing condoms.
Yeah, this is a story that's popped up again. So in Vietnam, hang on, I'm just reading through the article now. In Vietnam, police seized 324,000 used condoms being washed and ready to be resold. Now, there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions going on here. Mainly, I need to know where they getting the used johnnies from. Where are they getting them from? They're going around like raiding bins and alleyways.
Where? That's what I'm thinking. Where would you pick up a used condom?
Because mine goes straight in the
ruffles?
Bin.
Ruffles?
What I like to do, I like to take the used johnny off, a tie little knot at the end.
Yes. Right?
And that's not just because I'm paranoid that somebody might try and use it, right? To like recreate a clone of me somewhere or something like that. I just think it's like tying up a bin liner before you chuck it in the rubbish, right? It's just considerate. Yeah. So I like to tie a knot in it, wrap it in tissue, and then throw it in the bin. So there must be a place that they're going to that's a reliable source of used Johnnies. Do you know what I'm saying? And the poor workers that have to like dig them all out, give a little, I assume that's what they're doing, blowing on it a couple of times, like rinsing it off and then repackaging it.
Well, apparently, Dev, they were cleaned somehow and they were reshaped as well. They had to reshape these condoms.
Some dudes, big, massive schlongs are just like all bending it out of shape, like all stretching it all out.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I think, yeah, this is not a good thing for me to say, but if given the option, I think I would rather have unprotected sex with somebody I don't know that well than if somebody went, here, use this. It's a pre-used and repackaged Johnny. I'd take my chances.
It's a poorly rewashed and reshapen condom as well. So let's be honest,
right? We know where they're getting these Johnnies from. It's brothels. Got to be brothel. It's got to be. There's a deal going on with the madams or the people who run these brothels. They've got a little side hustle going on. That's like, as well as selling vag, we'll also sell used Johnnies. We'll double our profits. That's what's going on.
Sell some of the stuff from the sticky dicky committee. Wow.
I bet there's some madams and brothel owners that are upset they didn't think of it first.
I mean, you'd be feel like you're missing the trick. There might be turf wars over reused condoms that we don't know about. This could be like, you know, John Wick. At the start, you thought he was just an assassin, but you realize there was this massive, intricate scheme and history. There could be history in used condoms that we don't know about, Dev. There could be a documentary, a film. There could be a John Wick of condoms out there, bruv.
I feel like there is a black market for almost anything, right? You can buy drugs, kids, a wife on the black market, but black market Johnnies is not something I'm interested to. Like, if somebody walks up to me in an alleyway and opens up a briefcase, I got some stuff, man. Opens up a briefcase with a bunch of like creased up Johnnies in there, I'm not interested. I'll go to Boots, mate, and suffer the 3 seconds of embarrassment to just buy Johnnies, which, by the way, can just quick side note, it's always been a little bit embarrassing to walk into a shop or a chemist and buy condoms for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if girls feel the same way about buying tampons and stuff, because it's not like you're buying it and maybe you're using it for something else. It's like, no, if you run to a petrol station or an off license and you're all out of breath at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're like, oh, I need some condoms, please. It's like, oh, you're running back home, you're fucking immediately. But I've noticed since wearing a mask, I now walk into a chemist and I'm happy to buy bumper packs, bruv. I'm happy to buy bumper packs, different brands, few tubes of lube in there as well, because you never know. And I can look the person right in their face as I'm buying it, and it's something about now my identity is slightly hidden that I'm not as embarrassed about buying Johnnies now.
So you're slamming those Johnnies down with attitude.
And what? Yeah.
Keep the change. You know why? I'm in a good mood and it's about to get better.
Guess where I'm going? It's always been such a stupid thing to be embarrassed about, if you think about it.
It's like we just said, it's things that you need to do in life that we find weird. Like, sex is something, it's one of the reasons why we are on this earth, is to duplicate, yeah?
Everybody does it.
And exactly. But it's like, if you run into the same scenario, you run into an off license, right? Or you run into a petrol station, a 24-hour store at like 3 a.m, sweat dripping down your face, and you slam a packet of toilet papers on the counter. He's also going to know that you are about to take a gargantuan shit, probably in the back of your pants, if you don't get this toilet paper ASAP. So it's mad out there. I don't know why we're weird about it, bruv. I'll be honest, Dev. I'm never like, Dev, you know what? I got to go now because I'm going to take a really big good shit. Like, I'd never say that. I'd be like, oh, I've just got to nip off to the loo. I'll be back in a sec. Or I wouldn't even say that. It's back in a minute, mate. Do you know what I mean? We don't discuss these things.
I have done that. I have woken up for like 8 o'clock in the morning, dying for that first, you know, bit of movement.
Shit. Yeah.
And I'll go to the toilet and I realize, oh, there's not enough for what I would consider to be like a stress-free dump. So what I'm going to go do, I'm going to go buy some tissues. I just got plenty. And I'll go shop and I won't try and bulk it out with other things. So it looks like, oh, I'm just doing a general shop. Nah, I walk in there, buy my 24 pack and I walk down the street with it as well. I don't know, but there's people probably looking like, oh, you know what he's doing, right? Oh, he's going for it. But for some reason, that's not as embarrassing to me. I'm not embarrassed that people can tell that I'm going somewhere to go for a shit. But for some reason, I'm embarrassed to walk into a shop and buy condoms.
Should be something you're proud of. It should be like a badge of honor.
Yeah, it should be the way you should slam them down and go, that's right. You know what I'm about to do.
But you safely as well. Safely as well.
I try and hide it in my other shopping items. I'll be like, here's some apples, some nectarines. I've got some almond milk, a bag of crisps, condoms. And I'll also have some cotton buds. It's like, why? Why do we have to be like that?
And also because they're a premium price product as well, you're more than likely to have them behind the counter. So you have to ask for them. Toilet paper you can pick up, right? And you can even self-scan. Condoms, no, you have to ask for them.
Why do they sell them in packs of three as well? Three's not enough. Three is not enough. Think about it. Okay. If you're going to spend the night with somebody, three condoms is not enough. You'll use one for that. I might just be speaking for myself, okay? 9 times out of 10, this is what's going to happen. You're going to spend the night with somebody. I'll use that one Johnny, okay? All over and done with. Great. Chances are, hour or so later, maybe a bit longer, now that I'm 35, you're probably going to want to do it again. You're going to use that second Johnny. Probably not going to come, though. Probably just going to like go for a bit and go, oh, actually, do you know what? We've kind of reached that point now, let's just chill. You're not going to reuse that Johnny, so that Johnny goes away. You'll go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and again, chances are, it's one of my favorite things, sex first thing in the morning, you're now going to want to use that Johnny. But if there's any that allows
there's no contingency
room, but there's no room for any error, there's no room for any error or mistake, man. and if you mess up one of those Johnnies, you don't put it on the right way, or it slips off, or it breaks or something, you're screwed. Now you got to make another trip to go and get. Selling condoms in packs of three, I think, is irresponsible and mean. They should come in 12 packs only. They should be free. There should be condom dispensers in the street. Like, here you go. They should be lobbing them at us as we come out of train stations. Like, please take some Johnnies.
But you know what? In nightclubs, though, that's where the premium is even higher. And you're only getting one. Little rusty one that drops out of the machine. Ain't they like single? But there must be single pack ones, isn't it? Little Johnny machines that they have in the bathrooms. And also, actually, anyway, Dev, now that because of this article that you've read, we now know that you can actually just sort yourself out, wash it out, reshape it and go again, right? If they're doing it over there.
That was one of the big revelations that we had on the show before, is we discovered World War II condoms. Remember the ones in the tin?
Yeah.
You'd have to like put the little tin opener in, and apparently they would reuse those as well. I would be totally against if they found out some way, some material to actually, no, that wouldn't be very fair on the other person, would it? Like if you hooked up with this girl and she went, oh, have you got a condom? And you go, no. And she goes, don't worry, I've got my Old Faithful here. I've had this one for a couple of years. Just slip that one on. You wouldn't, would you?
Give it a quick rinse.
I've changed my mind.
And then you put it on and then you realize it's really baggy. How would that make you feel inside?
Would it be like finding like an XXXL hoodie like in your girlfriend's drawer? You'd be like, why have you got one of these? You'd be like, because my ex-boyfriend was a fucking starter in the NFL. You're like, oh, okay. Oh, I understand.
Yeah. Immediately you're like, yeah, my mojo has just leaked out of me. I think it's time to go home. All right. Yeah. It was nice knowing you. And yeah, maybe we should be friends sometime. You don't want the embarrassment. You don't want to go there after Shaq.
That's right. Another silly thing as well. Being insecure about whether or not your girl, her previous, have had like bigger cocks than you. That's a silly thing to be insecure about.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous because
I have a friend who has an enormous penis, and I'll tell you this: it's an ailment. It causes problems. He's not able to. Girls will see it and be like, "Nah, I'm good." So I don't know. In our minds, we think, "Oh, it'd be great to have this like fucking 14-inch penis that's like as girthy as a Coke can." But actually, I've never heard a girl say that. Maybe I'm just saying that to make myself feel better.
Maybe your friend's saying it to make you feel better.
Oh, no, girls, never want this. You're fine with yours, mate.
You know what, then? If I could, I'd love to swap with any of you guys. This is terrible.
Is it a bit like, you know, when parents, when they're eating something and they don't want their kids to have it, they're like, oh, this is awful. You wouldn't want any of this. Oh, it's going to make you sick. Oh, yeah, horrible. That's what it is.
Crazy. Right, anyway, actually, that gets us onto our last clip, actually. Perfectly, Dev. Great segue there. Is from episode 47, Public Pokemon, where you, Dev, ran about. And you know what? Why am I going to do the talking? I'll let the clip do the talking.
This will make you laugh. I've been doing doing quite a few gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was something that happened on the way to one of my gigs that reminded me of something that we've covered on this podcast before.
Yeah.
I think I spoke about it with Ace. So let's not say the guy's name, because I always feel a bit out of order that we kind of keep bringing this guy's name up. But a couple of years ago, that's your phone, not mine. I know for a fact I put mine on silent. A couple of years ago, there was an incident that happened around New Year's Eve where a gentleman was videoed having his face straddled by a young lady. They were both of legal consenting age, but I guess the problem is they performed this act out in public on a very busy street in the age of video camera phones. So a lot of people took videos of them doing it. They were clearly drunk, but people uploaded it to the internet and they found out who these people were, and one of them lost their jobs, or they've sort of become legendary now. You just need to say the name and people.
Dominic Soler.
Why have you got to say his name for? The poor guy.
Dominic Soler.
Never going to live it down.
Not with a C. It's with a C. Not with an S. It's with a C in it.
Never going to live it down. But I remember saying when that incident happened and I saw the footage, I was like, you know what? If I saw something like that, I wouldn't videotape it. What I'd do is I'd look at it, be like, whoa, oh my God, look at these guys getting crazy. And then I'd just carry on. I'm going to videotape them. I'm not going to upload it to the internet, find out their names. And, you know, they're young people that are allowed to fuck up and make mistakes, you know. And I don't feel like they should be punished for that for all eternity just because, all right, it was a very stupid thing that they did. Okay, most of us are smart enough to know if you want someone to sit on your face, okay, you go somewhere quiet, preferably indoors, to go and do it. You don't do it on a busy high street and then expect nothing to happen. But
plus, one slip from the female, the lady that was straddling his face, he was on like concrete stairs. What if she slipped and like landed on his head wrong?
Irresponsible.
Imagine killing somebody with your pussy like that. That's a bad way to go.
Irresponsible. So I was walking.
And imagine being the coroner who has to tell the parents of the person that's just been killed how they died. How do you say that in a medical way, Dev? How do you use medical words to explain that a pussy broke someone's neck?
It slipped on some pom pom. So
anyway, yeah.
So I was walking to my gig. It was in Finsbury Square, in the centre of London. It's about 10:30 at night. Parked up my car, and I walked around the square. Quite a busy road. Okay,
it's
very very busy road, and the pavement is quite wide. And then next to the pavement is a green area of grass cut very short, you know, very nice. And then there's some railings and then a sort of square green area right in the middle.
Yeah.
And at first I could hear this sound as I walked around the square. I could hear the sound of kind of like a kind of thing going on. And I was like, oh my God, did someone get beat up? Or it turns out, in a way, somebody was. Ever so slightly to my left, and there's two people just like fucking. Like, the guy is missionary. The guy was on top of her, trousers down to like past his knees. She had one leg in off. They were on their, you know, she was on her back, and they were just like and he was absolutely pile driving. Like, he was getting clearance, you know, when he was pulling back, he was getting clearance from it. Then whap,
was he getting whap, air, was he getting airtime?
Whap,
he's getting airtime.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, because it's not like a mattress. There's no give. You know, when you're on the when you're on top and you're on like the solid ground, there's no give. So I made a little video. We're obviously not going to upload this anywhere, but Marcus, I just want to what I'd like to do is play the video and then just get some sort of ongoing commentary from you as to what you can see.
Okay, so I'm going to put the volume up high.
Yeah.
But before I press play,
I want to stress, because we're not going to show people the video.
Yeah.
Well, I want to stress to people who can't see this video, I'm not going to upload this. If you see me out in public, come up to me and say, "Hey, Deb, can I see that video?" I'll go, "Yeah, sure, no problem." Mm. But I'm not going to upload this video anywhere. What I need to stress to people is how close to the busy road these people are. We're not talking about, they're not tucked away in any bushes or anything anywhere. I want to, Marcus, take note on how you look at the pavement. I swing the camera around and then they're there. They're
at
right
the start
there.
Of this video, it looks really light anyway.
Yeah, it's 10:30 at night on like a Friday.
You got a text from Phil.
All right, Phil can fuck off for that.
Cool.
I love Phil, but we're busy.
Yo, so, minding my own business, yeah? Bruv, look how real it.
Oh shit, so Des walking down the street. It's bright. And there's, oh my
yo,
god.
I got no shame in her.
He's outside a test. He's outside no a car park.
No shame, bro. No shame in her.
He said, "You're following him." Think of the kids.
Brexit. This is the Brexit, man. That's for real.
So, this, so
those people laughing, by the way, was the people fucking, okay? they were the ones who were laughing.
So I couldn't commentate that while I was watching it, because there was too much to take in. Yeah, there was too much to take in. So it was a bright enough night already.
Yeah.
So you got an iPhone. Yeah, right. I was expecting not to see much.
Grainy,
like some grainy
dark
movement.
Image, yeah.
It's very bright. And I realized the light that's, when you swing the camera around to the right, they've managed to find the brightest, lightest part of this patch of grass, which is lit by a car park sign which says open 24/7. Park your car here. Park your car here.
It's so amazing.
Can you just watch it one more time?
It's
locked.
Can you just watch it one more time? I just want you to see, because I shamed them a bit. I like walked up behind them. Like,
yeah. And he said, you're following me.
That's how out of it they were. They thought that they like crept away in some secret little bushes somewhere, and they weren't. They were like by a very busy street. So I realised in hindsight, okay, if I'd have been able to do this all over again, I wouldn't have done that. I was rambling a bit. Like, I just keep repeating myself.
What
like,
you doing?
Oh, you got no shame. You got no shame. Even though blatantly,
you had
a little
no shame.
Bit, a little bit envious.
Yeah.
So what I should have done, okay, if I could go back and do this again, is I would have walked up to them, holding the camera in my hand till I got all the way up to them, going, "My mind's telling me no. Your body." But I didn't do that. Okay, watch this again. This time I want you to watch the moment that when I call out to them, okay? Watch the guy's bum cheeks, they clench up when he does he finish at that point? Like, did I make him come?
I think that's when it technically became
the
a threesome.
Shock, like, make him come. Watch. Watch the bum cheeks. Ready?
Yo, you like got no shame in her.
Oh, he's.
I think he's coming. Now I think he's coming.
Wait, did you hear the? Oh, wait, there's a.
No,
oh.
But that's her calling out, because she's like, "Oh no, we're getting caught."
Oh, I thought that was like everyone climax.
Yeah, did I make both of them come?
I think everybody climax.
I think I did.
Yo, you like got no shame in her.
I think that's surely what it is. When I called out, the sound of my voice was so erotic to both of them that they both came instantly.
And her leg kicks out a bit as well.
You're welcome. But the thing is, like, the moment has never taken me so much where I'm like, okay, we need to fuck right here on the ground, right now. Like, they did the most difficult position to get caught in. Why didn't they just, you know, there's other positions they could have gone for. That's fully committing. Her trousers, his trousers round his ankles. She's got one leg in off.
Bruv, everywhere else in this little patch of grass is darker than where they're lying right now.
There's a bunch of bushes around them, and they chose to be. I think maybe they wanted to get you. I just realized that's what it is. You couple of.
You wanted
to get caught, didn't you?
Open 24 hours a day. We care. You park.
Boy. Well. Bruv.
I feel really bad now about that video. I shouldn't have filmed them. It was a really.
You didn't
funny
share
video.
It though.
No, you're right. I didn't post it online or anything. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know, it's not like two people doing some heavy petting at the swimming pool or, you know, chewing each other's faces off. They were fucking on a high street in front of everybody. Couldn't believe
it. I'm not telling you, the listener, to go out there and film people that are doing that. But I feel like in that moment, Dev, you were more documenting how ridiculous this was so that this didn't sound like some ridiculous tale.
I was like, no one's ever going to believe me. I'm going to tell Marcus on a podcast, oh yeah, I saw people fucking, you're like, well, where's the video? And I go, I was going to, but I didn't want to interrupt. Which is lies, actually. I did want to interrupt. I wanted to interrupt what they were doing, and I wanted them to feel bad about what they had chosen to do. Bad decisions, guys.
See when you were in the episode where you peed in the bottle, right, and you felt like you weren't being looked at as much as you probably were. I feel like that couple were totally in the zone. I think they were probably well liquored up.
Oh yeah,
had some stuff in system, and they were like, "Shh, no one will notice. We'll just walk over here by three steps off the high road, and no one will see us on the floor.
Just keep low to the ground and we'll be fine." You know, I've also been in that position where someone's wanted to have sex in a public place and I'm like, nah, everyone's going to see, or someone's going to see, or there's a chance that someone's going to see. I don't even like, I've had this one a few times, you know, you go away and you'll stay in like maybe a high rise hotel or an apartment that has windows that just face out to the city. And you think, well, if I can see them lot stood down there, they can look up here and see me. I don't like the idea of people seeing me have sex at all. I don't like the idea of getting caught, being watched, none of that. Hate it.
Some of the cuck crew will be into that though.
Which, again, I don't want to take anything away from anybody who is into that stuff. Like, fill your boots, man. If that's what you like, then cool. But personally, I can't think of anything worse. I can struggle to concentrate and get into it when it's just me and one other person, let alone, you know, a room full of people or half the city glancing at me. Ooh.
I mean, you already answered this before when we spoke about SAS Who Dares Wins on a previous episode, but I was going to say, like, would you rather somebody was in the room or saw you like pooping or having sex?
I don't know if we covered this on a previous episode, but for the SAS show, when we showed up to our accommodation, the barracks that they were going to be keeping us at, they pointed to the far end and said, those are the latrines, those are the toilets. And they're basically, it's just a box with a hole in it and a door, but the door only goes up to your shoulders. So if I'm sat on that toilet across the other side of the base, you can look into my eyes as I'm taking a shit because it doesn't cover that much. And I said in my head, I was like, I'm going to wait till it's 4 o'clock in the morning until I go and take a shit because I couldn't bear the thought of doing it in front of everybody. Or I'm going to hold it in for 7 days. I'm going to hold my shit inside me for 7 days, which is not a good idea. By the end of the first day, mate, I was sat shoulder to shoulder with a girl on one side, guy on the other side, and shitting freely in the breeze, listening to everyone shit around me, looking into each other's faces. Because you just have to. You just have to get on with it. And there he is. With sex, on the other hand, that's not the case. You don't have to just go there and then, because what's the other option? You don't. There's always another option.
I hear that. I mean, do you think that, and this is going to sound a bit sexist still, do you reckon women are a little bit better suited to shitting in front of each other because of the whole let's go to the toilets together thing? I don't know how that works if you're shitting in front of each other.
No, I think there's still I can remember this from school. You don't shit in school.
No, never.
You just don't.
Cardinal sin.
You just don't. I don't know why. I don't know who made it up or who made it a thing. You do not take a shit in school. I think it's the same for girls as well. I think there's a sort of unspoken thing that if you're going to go to the toilet together, you go for a wee or you go to, sounds sexist, like check your makeup or something like that. You don't go, you know, to your mate at dinner. Psst, no, I'm turtle heading pretty bad right now. Do you want to come to the toilet with me? I'm about to drop my guts. Like, no, I don't think that happens. I think they're just as embarrassed as we are.
And nightclub shitting as well. Never. I mean, I've never, well, I'll be lying if I said I never, but it's not like something that I'd want to do, bruv.
don't you feel like you've completed some sort of special mission when you do? I feel like being able to shit in a nightclub and pull it off, I think it's right up there with one of my best achievements. It's like right up there with signing to like BBC Radio 1. To be able to like get in, get the shit done. It's not a horror show. There's not loads of cleanup involved. You know, you've been able to do that thing where you hit the flush as it hits the water so that it doesn't stink up the place too much. The seat isn't like half removed off of the thing. It's not completely. That's the other key as well. If you are going to shit in a nightclub, do it right at the start. Don't do it at like 3 o'clock in the morning when everyone's just been in there drunk, pissing everywhere. Like, let's be honest. Like, when you're drunk and you go to use not a urinal but like a natural toilet, you're not pissing in the toilet. You're like up the walls, down the side. I don't give a fuck. I haven't got to clean this shit up. Yeah, props, man. That's such a special achievement if you've ever done that. If you've ever managed to shit in a nightclub or get away with it scot-free, then props to you, man. So many different ways you could go wrong.
Yeah, man. Well, I take it you've done it. I don't know if I could.
I reckon I've done it like 3 times. Like in all the nightclubs I've been in all my life, I think 3 times I've been like, yeah, I've got to go for it, man. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to enjoy the rest of this night.
I might have to be that loser that goes home, you know, and comes back.
I do that. I've done that before as well. When my hotel is like right next to the club I'm playing at, I will 100% nip back to the room, have a little shit, and then come back.
Come back feeling lighter and fresher than ever. Anyway, Dev, we could go on forever with the tips that we've got today. I just want to say, man, like, all honesty, bro, thank you for being part of the show, part of How to Kill an Hour, man. It's really good, like, for us as an independently black-owned podcast to get where we have got to, man, and, like, to be able to be in the same conversation or the same room as some of these other podcasts is great. And it's nice to just go back through the content that we've got and just see so much fun there is. Like, I mean, we get emails from listeners saying that they listen to an episode like recently and then they go back and listen to other ones and they always pick out little bits for us, which kind of helps us get these clips going. And it's kind of like a nice testament to the last 5 years of How to Kill an Hour, bro.
Well,
so thank you is what I'm trying to say.
Well, thank you, bro. Like, I love doing this show. It's always a pleasure to do this show. So yeah, I always have fun doing it.
Yeah, man. It's a bit of bants as well. And it's always good to hear about the things that you can discuss here on the podcast. And you couldn't quite discuss on air because I feel like some of these things wouldn't quite run on daytime radio.
Well, that's the whole thing with these type of mediums, man, is it is way better to do chats like this because, you know, this is how we talk.
Mm.
This is how we talk to each other. And
Yeah, man, 100%. And it's like the medium's really changed as well over the last few years as well, man. I'm glad to see there's so much content out there as well. A lot of people got a voice. Yeah. You hear people moaning like, everyone's got a podcast. I'm like, listen, unless you were the first person ever to podcast, which I'm probably going to put my money on, you're not. Shut up. Like, I'm happy. I want there to be more podcasts. I want there to be more tech podcasts. I want there to be more podcasts with people that are like us on them as well, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready.
That's like saying, oh, everyone's reading books now. Because a thing comes along that people are into. And
exactly.
I hate that idea that there's not enough space for everybody to do what they want. It's such a bollocks, man.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you might not be as heavy as us, but there's no fuck with you. You can do it, man. That's what I kind of say to everyone. Fuck it. Go for it. Get your shit out there and then crack on. Anyway, look, this has been a great episode there. Thank you for joining us. Obviously all of our social medias are at How to Kill an Hour. I am at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy. Where can we find you, Dev?
It's Dev on Instagram, D-E-V Dev. That's where I'm going to be posting all the stuff that I'm doing with these Twitch streams and studio streams. So if you're interested in that, that's where you'll be able to find me.
What's the Twitch handle as well? Have you got that locked down yet? Can you share
it's that? Dev's Studio. So D-E-V-S-S-T-U-D-I-O, Dev Studio.
And don't forget, if you have an Amazon Prime account, I think you get a free subscription to channel. Thank you. If you've got Amazon Prime, make sure you do that as well. And then you can give Dev a sub. It's free for you and you can show him some love, man, and support him as a creator. There we go.
Nice one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless. And also, before we finish this run of 100 episodes, a massive part of our show is the man that is Funk Butcher. Now, he is so busy at the moment, changing the world. I mean, ever since our episode that we had about Black Lives Matter a few months ago, he's been continuing the conversation online and is now editing together a Black Mix Mag and is doing so much for our community out there. So he's real busy, and I'd love to have grabbed him and get him on the show, but he's just doing stuff, which means he can't make the time for us at the moment. But before Funk was out there fighting for justice for us, he was also having some jokes here on How to Kill an Hour, and he will be back soon. This isn't the end of Funk Butcher, but I thought I'd leave you with a clip from an episode called Muhammad, I'm Bad. Within that episode, I tell Funk all about a story about brand new, technologically advanced appendages.
Did you hear about the bionic dick the first time around?
Bionic
dick? There's an episode called Bionic Balls. It's two-parter, actually, with me and Ace. It's a guy called Muhammad Abad, okay? For those who don't know who he is, he's a 43-year-old Scottish fella who lost his love stick, basically.
What?
Yeah, his disco Ouch. Stick, his purple-headed soldier, his tonsil tickler, tonsil his trouser snake. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You guessed it. His penis. He lost it in a car accident when he was a child. More information about that on the Bionic Balls episodes, part one and two. Yeah, check all of that out. But ever since then, he's had no dick. So he's been a virgin. And he got a bionic penis.
So yeah. He's technically a woman.
No, he's a man.
Okay.
He just lost his, he's like eunuch.
Yeah.
Lost his business.
Yeah.
We tried to work out, again, listen to this episode. We tried to work out how you could lose your penis in a car accident. Didn't really want to think about it, but we did explore it in the episode Bionic Balls.
Yeah.
Out. But at the moment, Muhammad's new willy.
Get caught in the door or?
Of the car, oh yeah, it could be any part of a car accident.
Yeah,
caught in a door, put the wrong thing in a keyhole to turn it on.
Yeah,
so, what else? What else could you do? Winding the window up.
Got caught in the ignition.
Got caught. What? Yeah. Woo. 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 Got
it's
fiery.
The remix of ignition.
Exactly.
Got fiery. Fresh out the kitchen. Mama's losing her penis.
Yeah, he banged his car.
What's your name?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Muhammad. Making light of your situation.
Well, now he's got a fresh one, isn't he? He's got his Terminator. You know, he's got his Terminator T-1000.
But now your penis is over 9,000.
Exactly. But
that's the Dragon Ball Z crew.
Yeah, exactly. He operates it with a button in his nuts, basically, and it inflates his willy and deflates it. But Mr. Nim, the guy who built his penis. He said it will stay up as long as he wants. And when he's had enough, he just switches it off.
I've had enough. Don't leave your girl around Muhammad, man.
How many men? Yeah.
Yeah.
How many men would love to just say, I'll just turn it on and off. Don't leave your man around. Don't leave your girl around Mo. True player for real.
Mo is dangerous.
Yeah, but since then, Mo went on Match.com. He's been on an Asian dating site as well. He's even tried Tinder, but so far he had no feedback. Last time he spoke about him, someone was going to help him lose his virginity. It was a porn star that said she was going to help him lose his virginity.
So he still hasn't lost it, even with this?
Exactly, yeah. But he needs to find... I think, let's have a look. Okay, so he's used his willy now. He's used his penis now, but now he's looking for love. So he's on Match.com. He's on an Asian dating site. He's on Tinder, but he's had no feedback for love. Bruv, what you need to do is on Tinder and on these dating profiles, Mo, is not put your face on these, bruv.
Yeah, man.
You need to put that technical, get me, innovation up in there and say, baby.
I am the walking rampant rabbit.
Yeah, I got a big dick. Yeah. Yeah. I got one that will stay up forever. Yeah. It operates with a switch. So you don't have to turn me on. We could spend hours on you. Yeah. Because for me, it's.
We don't stop, baby.
It's on. We don't stop, baby. Yeah. He can go for as long as he wants. Yeah. Oh my gosh, man. Muhammad, you've got the total package. All you got to do is listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you got to do is pay for dinner. Yeah. Open the door.
What happened if Muhammad's dick has got the battery life of an iPhone, though?
Or the battery life of our recording device. It just ran out halfway through. If you had an iPhone battery life, he better hope he rolls up in that date with over 90%. You don't want to have an iPhone battery dick, yeah? and roll up in a date with 19%. Have to put low power mode on. Yeah,
my anxiety is going haywire at the moment. Going to a date and you haven't charged yourself, Mohammed. You didn't charge yourself before you went on the date.
Oh, he's got to roll onto the date. He's got to go, garçon. Have you got an iPhone charger?
You got a plug?
Does it go under the table? Yeah, if it goes under the table, just hook me up, please. I just want to quit. Don't worry about me.
The extension lead in the restaurant.
Or he's got a little battery pack. He's got a little battery pack that he just puts in his pocket that he just charges himself up with.
Them free ones that EE sent out for their phones.
There you go. Yeah, he's got that juice pack. That juice pack going. Oh, man. I still think it's a bad idea that he's got the switch in his nuts. I think it should be somewhere else, like an app on his phone or somewhere that isn't, because during the act of lovemaking, that's when the nuts are most likely to get touched. So she could, like, on, off.
You know, in the Dark Knight, there was this it was this kind of bomb. I feel like the military have this device, and it sends out an electromagnetic pulse, EMP. Yeah. So imagine if the EMP went off in the city right now, and everyone's like, okay, how's that going to fit me? I ain't got no electronic moving parts, but Mohammed here.
He's messed up,
man.
And the only thing you can do when there's a power cut and an EMP is, what else you do? Baby, there's no lights.
Yeah.
We ain't going to work tomorrow because we can blame everything on a power cut.
Hit the generator.
Yeah, let's see. So he's got a generator.
Hit the generator. Let's get some emergency power in here.
Mo, let us know. Mo, contact us, please. How to kill an hour. Let us know. How do you power that penis?
Yeah.
If you know, please. I'm curious as to how I power that penis. I don't know why he's struggling to find love, because he's got the icebreaker of all icebreakers. Hi, I'm Mo. I have an electrical dick.
But the thing
tell me something interesting about you.
Do you know what I'm learning? From a combination of Mo's story and your recent court case earlier on, it's that it doesn't matter if you've got the penis over 9,000. Women just want a bad guy. See, if Mo was an evil genius and he had any of a metallic penis, yeah, the ladies would be cooler. They'll be in his DMs. They'll be in his Instagram posts.
So Mo needs to vilify himself.
Yeah, boy.
So he needs to have like a villain's name,
yeah,
which alludes to the fact that he's got an angry penis, an electronical penis. So you know, like how you had Mr. Freeze,
yeah,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Riddler,
yeah. How about this,
Batman?
Yeah.
What would he be called? We've got to give it. It's got to be a Batman.
Muhammad's name is Muhammad Abad, but if he changes to Muhammad Ambad,
yo,
Muhammad Ambad, and get one of your lady friends to draw in some dastardly eyebrows. You know the ladies that always draw in the eyebrows and wash them off at night. Yeah,
yeah.
Get one of your friends. Get one of your friends to draw in some arched eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah.
Muhammad Ambad,
42,
metallic penis over 9,000.
Or he needs to roll with like a crew of all female, like you know, like they have sidekicks. What are like even now? They're not. Are they stooges? What are the psychics called for evil? Is it a psychic? Do evil people have psychics?
Henchwomen. Yeah.
Henchwomen, but all of them roll in wheelchairs.
Oh my God.
Mohammed, you listening? Mohammed, I'm bad.
Rolls
with a crew of henchwomen, all of them in wheelchairs. He wouldn't even have to say why. He'd just roll up in the place and be like, I don't know who that is.
Well, I don't know, but that looks like that's Mohammed. I'm bad. He's bad.
He looks bad.
Have you heard about it? Once you go bad, you end up in a wheelchair.
Real talk, Mohammed. Mohammed, if you need get how to kill an hour with another innovation.
Another one.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. You're welcome. You will find love. Just be a bad boy. Roll with a group of people. Hire some people. It's like you can hire crowds, can't you? Rent a crowd.
Yeah.
All of them in wheelchairs. Roll. There you go. So there you have it. That's our run of 100 shows. We said we'd save the 100th episode for something special. And I just want to say thanks again to everybody involved in How to Kill an Hour. Obviously, Billy, my right-hand man producer out here. Also, Funk Butcher, Dev, Ace, and Nick Bright, and all the other people that have contributed, whether you've been guests for one-off shows or whether you've had conversations with us about tech and future content. And obviously, most importantly, we'd like to say thank you to you, the listener, because basically, without you, How to Kill an Hour would not be where it is now. So thank you. Please keep listening. Please keep telling your friends all about us. We're so proud that we got ourselves a gong at the British Podcast Awards. We are one of the few independently owned companies out there, podcast producers out there, who managed to pick up some traction there amongst the judges, amongst the kind of crowds that follow it. And it's something that we'd love to replicate in the future. But in the moment, we're just going to bask in our vibiness. All right. In the meantime, in between time, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.